This is Wing Lam, founder of Wahoo's Fish Taco, with my brothers Mingo and Ed. When I want to know what's going on in the world of food, I listen to SoCal Restaurant Show on AM 830 KLAA, the home of Angels Baseball.
And welcome back. It is the SoCal Restaurant Show, and we're here with you every Saturday morning from 10 a.m. until 12 noon, right here on AM 830 KLAA, the home of Angels Baseball. And you can also catch us on the AM 830 Angels app. I'm Andy Harris, the executive producer and co-host of the show. Thanks for spending some time with us this crazy eclipse weekend. Definitely a lot of hysteria about the eclipse. And, you know, in Southern California, we're not even going to be able to see the full eclipse. So go figure. And we're enthusiastically presented each and every week by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats. Just down the street from us here at Angel Stadium is Old Town Orange. And the restaurant scene there is really increasing in vibrancy. Some classic restaurants there, as well as some newer restaurants that are gaining acclaim. But a stalwart there for many, many years is the Citrus City Grill, and they even have their own parking lot in back, which is really nice. In mid-2022, they changed ownership, and the menu has been enhanced since then, and this is a busy and very popular destination in Orange. And I wanted to get their proprietor, Charlie Cosmas, on the show to talk about what he's doing, and boy, he is open a lot of hours. And with that as background, it is a pleasure to welcome Charlie Cosmas of the Citrus City Grill to the SoCal Restaurant Show. Charlie, good morning and welcome.
Good morning, Andy. Thanks for having me on your show. It's an honor.
Oh, well, Charlie, you're too kind. Now,
I'm a fan.
Thank you. You are doing, actually, I think service just started about 18 minutes ago.
Correct.
You do a breakfast and lunch menu on Saturdays. So tell us a little bit about what some of those highlights are. And then we want to talk about this incredible Sunday brunch that you do. That, boy, I imagine last Sunday, Charlie, that must have been a day.
Yeah, that was quite the day with over 600 guests. We were running around, to say the least.
Wow.
It was awesome.
Congratulations. But, you know, again, I know the brunch is a very, you know, special experience. But let's talk about the menu breakfast lunch for today, what's on right now. What are some of the highlights?
Sure. Well, our breakfast menu right now starts at 11 a.m., but we're going to be changing that in a couple of weeks, actually. We're going to be open from 9 a.m. on every Saturday. Our highlights, I would say we have our Eggs Benedict. We have a variety of Eggs Benedict omelets, but the Greek-style omelet, which is spinach, feta cheese, mushrooms, you know, that type of items. And we also have very good pastry. We have pastry. We have our in-house chef that makes all of our pastries. And my favorite, I would say, is our French toast, which is delicious.
Well, you know, Charlie, it's on your menu. I would hope so.
Yes, it is. It's like I said, everything we make is in house. Our pastry chef makes everything, and we make everything from scratch. I think we're one of the few restaurants that I can say we make everything literally from scratch, except our ketchup. That would be the only thing we don't.
And you know, Charlie, you know, all of us that know something about the business, it really would be a waste of time for you to make your own ketchup because it's such a standard item. And,
exactly.
and you know, as they say, nothing new under the sun. And much better to put some of that effort into some of the sauces and salad dressings and those other things that really count and can really vary in terms of freshness.
Correct. Absolutely.
Now, let's jump ahead because you are one of the few freestanding restaurants that actually does a buffet-style brunch, with carving stations for a fixed price that, given the quantity and quality of the food, Charlie, really good. So give us, if you can, the food porn picture of what the Sunday brunch is like at Citrus City Grill, because it's something we want our audience to be aware of. You know, many people feel that in terms of a Sunday brunch buffet, the only place that you can really get them these days are at hotels. And, you know, when you go that direction, it might be a wonderful brunch, but boy, you probably have to mortgage the house to be able to do that. So tell us what's going on at Citrus City Grill on Sundays.
Sure. Well, basically, yes, as you said, our brunch is a full-serve brunch. You start off, we have two sections. On the first section, when you come in after you grab your plate, we have our we have pancakes, we have French toast, we have bacon, sausage, we have some Greek salad, beet salad, we have crepes, pancakes. That's one section. Then our other section, we have our carving station with our prime rib, which I think is amazing. We use the best quality beef that we can possibly get. We also serve our Greek-style rice pilaf. We have our Greek-stuffed chicken with spinach and feta, which is very popular, barbecue ribs. We have a pasta. And then we have a whole pastry section, which is prepared by our pastry chef every week, with our cheesecake and carrot cake and cheese Danish and fruit and all that good stuff. And everything that we use is prime. We use the best quality ingredients, best cut bacon, for example, best type of sausages, all that good stuff. I call it the brunch like back in the good days. So everything is the highest quality.
I love it. Now, Charlie, I think something you neglected along the way. Everybody loves seafood, and I do believe there's a seafood bar that's part of this extravaganza, and maybe some shrimp.
Yes, correct. Sorry, I missed that. Yeah, absolutely. We do have shrimp. We have ahi poke, and our ahi poke is quite popular. I would say that's one of the items that moves the most in our bar. Yes, we have that section as well.
And in terms of the beverage category, am I correct that the Bloody Mary or the mimosas, this is all part of the package?
Yes, and I'm glad you asked. Yeah, it's unlimited mimosas, unlimited Bloody Marys. And on top of that, when your server is at your table, you will be asked if you want any type of, any items, extra items like Eggs Benedict, omelet, over easy eggs, any type of egg that you would like, plus our homemade biscuits that we make here every morning.
Charlie, this is absolutely incredible, but the incredible part of it, and you know, we've been getting the anticipation going, tell us what the price for this feast is for adults and then the price for children under 12.
It is $49 for adults and $22 for children.
Charlie, how do you do it?
Hey, that's just love. I want our customers to... you know, what I do like, I have customers that come in literally every week for the brunch. And part of it is we give the highest quality, and also it's an affordable brunch. I want to see you every other week or every week, not once a year. So that's why I price it that way.
Well, you know, again, Charlie, for those of us that are in the business and are familiar with this, you know, the reasons that the hotels are you know, do these brunch buffets more often is, you know, that they're set up for it. They have the kitchen space, they have the staff, because it's an incredible amount of work to set this thing up and tear it down. So for a freestanding restaurant to go through all of this for a Sunday, and then again, this just incredibly reasonable price of $49 for guests, for adults. And then you're not, on top of that, you're not charging extras for the mimosas. And as a matter of fact, it's, you know, all you can enjoy. I mean, the you know, the value here is, you know, really tremendous. Now, Charlie, in mid 2022, you took over Citrus City Grill. Was the Sunday brunch buffet prior to you coming in as elaborate as it is now?
I would say almost. We added a couple of items. It was as elaborate. It did stop during COVID, and basically what happens,
well, of course,
after, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, no.
And what we changed as well is that our pastry chef now makes all of the pastries. So we've put in some more work basically for our team. I think it's paying off.
Charlie, just the labor that goes into something like this, truly impresses. Charlie, we need to take a break, and we're going to pick up the conversation on the other side. But before we do this, where in Old Town Orange, for someone that might not know you exist, where is the Citrus City Grill, and how do they access that parking?
We are on Glassell. Our address is 122 North Glassell, and we are on the street behind, which is called Olive. So just go right around. When you hit the circle, you're going to make, you just have to be one street behind us. We are on Olive Street in the circle of Orange.
Got it. And Charlie, again, for our listeners, you know, one of the few restaurants that's in Old Town Orange that has on-site parking. At busy times, as people that are familiar with Old Town Orange know, it can be a little difficult to find street parking. So, again, just another benefit that Citrus City Grill has. You are listening to the SoCal Restaurant Show. When you return, we're picking up the conversation about Citrus City Grill in Old Town Orange. We're proudly presented by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats. We'll be right back.